Welcome to the Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind with your host, Camilla Kahlberg. Are you ready for an easier way to create a great life? Learn to shift what no longer serves you. On the Unlimited Mindset, you develop understanding, awareness, and knowledge of being consciously aware. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. She is the trusted advisor to successful leaders in the pharmaceutical industry with a desire to share what she knows with you. You are your own leader. Everything starts and ends with you. If you're ready to commit consistently and grow your mind, join in. The Unlimited Mindset starts now.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Unlimited Mind, and happy Monday. I'm broadcasting from Denmark, and today it's bank holiday. The sun is shining, the blue is sky, and I'm so ready to talk about decision making. Are you ready? I hope so. Make sure you get pen and paper, because it will reveal some insights and some tools that you can use. That I hope, and that I guarantee you will. All right, decision making. Why on earth spend time on decision making? Let me ask you this question. Do you find decision making or making decision easy or hard? How much time do you spend on making a decision? When you spend that amount of time, are you then confident that you made the right decision? See, that might not even now serve as some no's or some maybes. You are not alone. Many leaders struggle with decision making. I see it firsthand in my own practice. And actually, I attended a summit last week with keynote speakers like Stephen Covey, and we taught, it was 4,000 of us. We dived in on, among other things, decision making and the mindset. And it was really interesting, and I could relate. And that's why decision making is a hot topic today. Let me share my story in decision making. Later on, I'll give you some tools. Let me share some story as my story, which you may be able to relate to. Until I started to understand the power of decision making and trusting my gut, my intuition, I spent hours or days on decision making. I did not even invite in two options to research. I opened a span of opportunities. We can do that and that and that and that and that. And guess what? I stretched myself. It affected me health. It affected me mentally because I was tired. And I was tired because I was so afraid of making a mistake. What if I made a mistake? What if? At that point in time, I haven't learned to enjoy the process. I haven't learned to course correct. I thought it was either or. And many people do. Many leaders do. And this behavior, this way of thinking, I did not even apply that in my professional life. It was also my private life. But ultimately, when I reflect back, or when I reflect on that, the opportunities or the cost were high. I spent so much time, and because I investigated and researched what was to be good and not good, later on in my entrepreneurial journey, I wanted to do the best for my clients. I could investigate, and I could proofread, and I could never really feel certain that owning the decision I want to take forward to my client. And I lost so much energy, wasted so much energy and the time. And moreover, I downgraded other activities that was equally important because I invested all my time, all my energy on doing the best, this perfectionism. That example, examples, are not good decision making. But you know what to be true? Is that when you make a decision, now I'm actually going off tangent, but it's nice because I'm in the flow. It's all about being fast, not like fast, so you don't deliver quality, but it's about allowing yourself to reflect on the problem or the challenge you're about to resolve and really listen to your intuition and gut feeling what is to be good. And when you embark on something, you can always course correct. I'll get into that later. But that is really the power of great decision making or good decision making. And also the reason why I share this story with you and we dive in on decision making is that I see this so often in my client, with my clients, that they struggle making decisions. Executive clients. But what I know to be true now is that highly successful leaders, they are leaders for at least two reasons. They can lead people and set people up for success. And they are great at making decisions. They don't spend hours and hours and hours in investigating something, right? They have the funnel and very quickly they shorten it down to a few options, opportunities. And then they got feeling. They say, okay, we go for that. And they embark on that journey. And they learn on as they go, every baby step, they reflect, they learn, and then they course correct. That is what effective leadership, not effective decision making, is all about. And you will then ask me, but why do we talk about this in this unlimited mindset show? It's about freeing your mind, allowing yourself to tap into your sacred space, your heart, your gut feeling, what you know to be true. You have a life long where you make decisions. You've probably been in similar situations before. What went well? What didn't went well? Learn from your experiences. Learn from your failures. And then you'll be able to fast forward or make decisions that will make you move forward faster. It's about making it easy for yourself. It's about making it smarter for yourself. So my question to you, so in the flow, my question to you, have you ever found yourself being afraid of losing out on opportunities when you are about to make a decision, as I've just shared? Have you? Most likely you would say yes. If not, let me know. I'm always up to learn. And if you have any questions, let me know as well. And if you have invested your time in something and didn't really turn out as you wanted, how did that affect you? How much time did you really invest in this decision-making process? And how does the fear of making a decision hinder you privately or professionally? This is really interesting questions to dive deep into and see where you can rise and where you can learn so that you become even better at making decisions faster and be better at doing the course correct. So the struggle of decision making, I'm just moving my screen so I can see. As I mentioned before, it's essential for leaders to be really good at making decisions. Inspired by chief decision maker in Google, Kathleen, I can't remember her surname, but she had this amazing picture. Imagine you have a coin and you have a dice. At the coin, you have 50% chance, right? 50-50. Most people don't do that. Most people don't funnel down, narrow down to two options. No, on the other hand, their fear of missing out, fear of losing out. What if that opportunity came in and I would miss out if I just narrowed down to two? So they open up the span, expand themselves, they stretch themselves so thin. Imagine if you have a dice from one to six. You have six options and you research one option, option one, two, three, to six. What happens is that you then have 70% of success in each of these opportunities. Can you see? Spread yourself thin. So you may go for number one, but that wasn't the right one. And when you open up for so many opportunities, you may have a tendency to go through because you've done all the due diligence and this is what, you know, to be true, right? Then down the journey, you realize, is it really what I want? Maybe you don't even allow yourself to pause and reflect. So it's better to actually narrow it down your opportunities to one or to two when you're going to make a decision. You say, I'm trusting my gut. This is what is best for me. It's obviously, that's why we talk about the limited mind, allowing yourself to surrender that this is what you want. This will set you up for success. And if it doesn't, on the journey, you have the power to course correct. See, that is power of effective decision making. But unfortunately, people in a broader scheme are afraid of making decisions, afraid of losing out. And if we get into the corporate world, maybe that we're afraid of missing out. We're afraid of making a mistake. But what if we would lose our job? What if? What would people think of me? So all these what if, obviously it depends whether you work in a high trust organization or a low trust organization. But still, when you trust yourself and you're quick at course correct, you spend your time and energy much better on narrowing down in your decision-making process to just considering two options. We're now coming up to a break. Stay tuned because after the break, I will give you five strategies to help you become even better at making decisions. I will also share a really interesting survey done by Mike McKenzie that will shock you or at least give you an eye-opener of how much time we spend on decision-making. Time you could spend on other things, right? So make sure you stay, come back after the break. It's going to be so good. And this will set you up for success. It will set you out of, out of the cloud, but you will jump ahead when you know how to do decision-making the right way. Think, I'm up for the break. Are we up for the break? Are we up for the break?
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate.
Thriving is not a word. It's an action, a state of being. Tune in to The Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet, every first and third Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will help you dig deep to find your state of thrive by looking at psychology, brain health, epigenetics, and more. We are more than our code. It's a different kind of code. It's the best living code. Visit DrRachelSweet.com. That's Dr. Rachel Sweet.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com.
Welcome back after the break. We're talking today about decision making, something that most people are not aware about how much time and energy you spend in decision making, inviting in all these opportunities to research and investigate in order for you to make the best decision. But if you were like me, you have six options. You merely have 17% chance of success. So I want you here today to help you course correct that. What if you could be better at making decisions, better at delivering results, right? Now, this second part of the show, gonna dive in on two things. Look at a really interesting survey from McKinsey, and I'm going to give you five hacks to improve your decision making. Okay, decision making, we all make decisions in our private life, in our professional life. McKinsey asked a portfolio of leaders about how much time they used in decision making. And for me, the results were shocking. On average, half of the respondents reported that they spent 30% of their working hours on decision making. 30% of the working hours. And 25% reported that they spent majority of the working hours to make decisions. Wow. Where is strategy? Where is operation? Maybe leaders don't go so much into operations. But what about all the other things? We know when we go into decisions, you make a decision and then you go out and there's all these corridor conversations and you get back in. It's so inefficient. Moreover, the study revealed that 40% of the C-suite respondents indicated that they spend more than 70% of their time on making decisions. Wow. And I can relate to that. Not I've been a top C in the big organization, but I've supported executive leaders. And I've been serving them. And there's one board meeting, a steering committee meeting, and you just drag them in and they make decisions, right? They're involved in decision makings. Wow, 70% of their time. I just couldn't believe it when I read the study. And here's the kicker. Many respondents feel that the time is not well spent. Can you relate to that? I certainly can. And shockingly, the study revealed that on average, 61% of the respondents believe that most of the decision-making time is used ineffectively. It's time killing. It drains our energy. It drains trust in the C-suite and the leaders that they're not able to make right decisions. You heard that? I've heard it numerous times. We don't trust because they're really bad at making decisions. So for me, this was a flag, red flag. We want to be, we need to be better at making decisions. And we can. How can we do that? We can do that trusting ourselves and say, and really decide, how much time do I want to make on decisions? Or allocate to decisions. Leadership is about the making decisions and leading people, right? That is what it is. So we want to drop perfection. We want to drop not spending 70% of our time on decisions. I know, again, I mentioned in the beginning, I'm going to do another live on culture. I know that when it's a low trust organization, you tend to spend more time on decision making, tend to spend more time, but it's not setting you up for success rather than trusting yourself and say, this is what I know to be true, and go pave the way for authentic leadership. So my question to you is, are you surprised about the data from McKinsey? And what do you see in your world? And how do you spend your precious time on making decisions? It's worth reflecting. And I bet there's also an opportunity for you to spend your precious time differently. Start trusting your guts even more. Okay. I'm coming to the last but very important section in our time together today. I want to give you 5 strategies, 5 steps that will help you make even better or more efficient decision making. These are steps that I use and which I teach my clients and my executive clients. And if you need some help, want some help, you don't need it. If you want, reach out to me, Camilla@calvercoaching.com. Ready for pen and paper? First thing, you want to make time to analyze the problem or the challenge. Very few people make time to analyze what they're about to resolve. So make time to analyze what you really want to achieve. What is it that you want? What is that you desire? Not the result per se, not as a, but what is that you want and why? And then draw in on your past experiences, right? You have years of professional experience, also in your private life, your whole life. That's precious. Use that. Don't cut off your intuition. That's part of your intuition. Your learnings. Use that when you make decisions. You know what went well. You know your learnings and what went really well. And here, this is so big, and that's where the unlimited mind comes in. Tap into your intuition. My body responding now. You know what works. You know when you allow yourself to breathe, tap in. You know what is the right thing for you. You know what's the right thing for your organization or for your family. You know what is true. Yes, that is maybe fear, but then let's work on that fear together. But you know what works. That is intuition. More and more successful leaders, executives, bring in intuition to be more effective at leading and making decisions. And then number four, have people be curious, courageous enough to make bold decisions, right? Stand up, own your voice, own your intuition, right? And yes, if you are in a work for an organization with a low trust, then own it either way. Because if they're going to say, you're no longer part of our team, that is not where you should be, because you're meant for greater things. Say, Camilla, that's, I can't use it. But let's jump on a call. You're meant for greater things. You can create more success based on your intuition. I bet that. In a high trust environment, a mistake is considered a mistake. And learn fast, and then even better results will emerge. And last but not least, fail fast culture. Have the wall of failure. Right? Celebrate the failures. Celebrate the mistakes. Learn from the mistakes. We don't learn from our successes. We learn from our mistakes when you allow yourself to surrender, to slow down. So, one and only question for you right now, before we wrap up, is how often do you make time to reflect on a problem at hand before you start finding out what to do, the decisions making process? How much time do you allow yourself and your team to spend on reflecting before you start saying, we're going to look in that and that and that? Let's jump on the call if you have any questions on how to improve. Wrapping up, I hope you can see by now that decision-making is AR. And the more you master effective decision-making, the more time you free up to do other things, the more time you allow yourself, the easier it is for you to embark on a decision A and be curious about, does it work or does it not work? And then you're quick at course correcting because you allowed yourself to reflect in the beginning. Effective decision making is important. When you do it correctly and you master that art, you will have peace of mind. There's less stress in your body. It will just be so much more joyful. And you will see that your team will become better at making decisions. Wrapping up, are you ready to take the next step into becoming a greater leader? Are you ready to join one of these few people on this planet who are authentic in leading? We need you. We need more authentic leaders who also dare to fail and make mistakes in the decision makings and quickly at doing the course correction process. Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, say yes, hell, right? Let's work together. And let's go out and inspire other people that it's okay to make mistakes in the decision-making process. Enjoy the process. It is okay to learn. A mistake in the decision-making process is not, it's not the end of the world. It's just giving you more insights and more data to help you make it even more and better decisions. That's what it's all about. It's about creating so much more impact with joy, with ease, and with flow. When you learn to master the art of decision making, allowing yourself to surrender to the process, owning your voice, tapping into your intuition, it is so worth it. You step out into your world and you step up to greater leadership. You will enjoy it. You will inspire more people to do the same. And I bet you will inspire the people in your leadership team. Thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. If you want to have a chat, if you're ready to level up, to step into more greatness, I'm here to support you. Camila@calvertcoaching.com. You'll find me on LinkedIn as well. I'm here to support you on your journey. You can also jump on a 20-minute chat if you want to explore how I can set you up for success. You may have a question. Let's dive in on that as well. I'm grateful that we connected. Stay tuned till next time. We're going to dive in even deeper into allowing yourself to step into more greatness and be that amazing leader everyone wants to follow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind. Tune in every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com with your host, Camila Kahlberg, as she helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness and shift what no longer serves you. Camila knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. Create your future today. For more information, visit KahlbergCoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.